Hello and welcome back to another episode of Live to Share. Thanks for tuning in. Does anybody else ever just get like a random spurt of just like idea inspo or like just like a rush of energy at like just like the most random times? I'm like not at all a night owl, not that it's like super late, but it's like 11 p.m. and I was getting ready to go to bed. I just felt like so many ideas were throwing through my mind, just really random ideas. I was like daydreaming, and this is something that really came back to me and stuck with me for the whole day. But it's a quote that I had heard in a podcast this morning, but it was also a quote that I had written down when I was really young. I think I was back in middle school, and I had it as my desktop background for like, not even background, but like it was on like a sticky note when you could do that, just like for the longest time, and I completely forgot about it. And it was just, anyways, I'm gonna say it first and then I'm gonna explain this little story and inspo behind it. But it's, you know, sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage, just literally 20 seconds of just embarrassing bravery, and I promise you something great will come of it. Benjamin Mee from We Bought a Zoo. I've actually never even watched this movie at all. I'm assuming it's about a zoo. But I think it like came up on like my Tumblr or something back in the day, and it really, really inspired me at the time. And I think I was always someone that would get really jittery and really nervous. And I think that was something that I think I even like subconsciously kept with me because I totally forgot about this quote. But even just like reflecting on like the past year, it's definitely something that I've lived by. I would say this past year has just been a series of me holding my breath for a moment and taking a leap of faith before I really talk myself out of it. And honestly, that's just led to like a whole ripple effect of a series of events of roller coasters, both good and bad, and not to label experiences good or bad, but just a series of experiences that I'll forever be grateful for, honestly. And I think it really took those moments where I had a ping of doubt, but then also like in my heart I knew it was something that I wanted to do, even though I was nervous and even though I was fearful. I just kind of didn't give myself the time to be or like to dwell on it and think of scenarios of how things could go wrong, and just did it. And part of that would have been when my co-founder and I decided to move out west for a couple months, just because we thought it was a really great opportunity to be in a different environment and still work on what we loved. And it was just a time where I could kind of separate being nature and experience something different, because I felt like for me specifically, and just speaking on my own experience, I find that I'm most challenged and most discomfortable, or feel the most discomfort. I don't know if most discomfortable is a word, but feel the most discomfort when I am in a different environment. And I feel like because I was home and because it's the pandemic and COVID, nothing was really changing around me. And I know this is totally coming from an incredibly privileged space, and I'm really grateful that in Canada at least we could still travel across the country and not have to quarantine necessarily. But obviously we were safe, we made sure that we were sticking with the right circles, we're sure to take all the precautionary methods. But I remember we were sitting in her backyard and we were talking about it, and we're like, are we really gonna do this? And a couple minutes later we're like, hey, we're doing this damn thing. And we booked the flight for like a week after, and we told our parents, we packed our bags and we left. And honestly, it was one of the best decisions we made, and this entire year I would say has been a reflection of a lot of decisions like that. And I think it's just, you know, when you always have like in kind of like a moment like this where we have ideas flowing to us, and you remember thinking to yourself, oh, that's such a good idea, and like either not writing it down or just like forgetting about it or just like never doing it. And we get so many of those ideas, whether it's on a daily basis, a weekly basis, or it just sometimes comes and goes spontaneously. Think of how many times you forget, even though you thought it was a good idea at the time, and think of how many opportunities that have just kind of just like wandered away. And think about all the times that it's come up and you just like shoved it aside. And I think just like, I want you to take this as however you want it to be, but I encourage you to lean into it. There's a reason your intuition is telling you something. And I think it's so important to honor yourself and honor the thoughts that come up, honor your creativity, honor the part of you that wants to take the risk, that wants to take that leap of faith, and don't shush it. Fear is absolutely a choice. And they say that the only fear that we're really born with is, apparently it's the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. Fear is learned and limits are learned. And so often we grow up and we're told that we're just not smart enough, or we can't learn fast enough, or, oh no, you can never be a doctor, or you can never be a lawyer, you can never be an entrepreneur, or you can never solo travel. And just so many things where people make judgments of us, we make judgments of ourselves because of that. Our parents give us limiting beliefs based on limiting beliefs that they have, and then we take it on and we don't even realize we're perpetuating this cycle of just things that on a daily basis that just becomes a part of our mental chatter or our self-talk or our limiting beliefs that just live in our subconscious, and our subconscious controls so much of our life. And life isn't about being fearless. And I'm not saying don't be scared in what you're doing, never be scared. Life is about choosing to do things in the presence of fear and choosing to be courageous, even though fear is there, and acknowledging, hey, I recognize that I'm scared, but I also really want to do this thing and I want to experience life. And if you aren't in a place where you're uncomfortable or you're not happy with where you are, what job you're doing, the people that you're surrounded with, the situation that you may be in, I promise you there's always a choice. And I encourage you to just shift your perspective and to not say that everything has like an easy switch or to change a job. It's not always the easiest thing, but shift your perspective. Either if this is a job that you do have to keep right now, because you're so blessed to have a job during the pandemic, find a reason to see the opportunity in it. Maybe it's not something that's directly in line with what you say you want to do in 10 years or your 10-year goal, but not that I don't have a 10-year goal, by the way. It just seems like something that people say. But find the opportunity in what that may be, or find what you can learn during this time that maybe you can apply to something else. Like if you're already in it and you know it's a situation or a job or something that you can't necessarily let go of right now, the least you can do for yourself is to not hate it and to not do that. I find the easiest way, or something that I do, is to find what opportunities there are in it. And if, is there somewhere that I can make a change that I'm not happy about? Or is there a way that maybe work isn't busy enough and you can do something on the side that you're really passionate about after work because you have a lot of energy left over? Or if it's during work, if there's someone that a coworker that you haven't connected with and maybe you can reach out to have a coffee chat. Life is not meant to be miserable. Life is not meant to be challenging the entire way. Life is meant to be enjoyed. And yes, there's discomfort in it, but discomfort isn't bad. And life is about expanding and growing, and discomfort is where we go. And I've learned that I'm in a space now where I'm almost seeking discomfort. And I guess I understand where Yes Theory came up with that. And it's really resonated with me right now. But a quote that a friend brought up to me was that if you have the same habits you have today and held on to it every day, where would you be in 10 years? And does that align with who you want to be? Because often we dream big, we vision board, we write things down, and we say we want things, and yet we don't change anything in our day-to-day lives. And what we do in our day-to-day is who we are and creates the person that we become. And so I encourage you to take a reflection, as we do, as a lot of people I know are reflecting on the past year and all the things that you've overcome in this incredibly, I don't even know what word to describe this year, but packed year. A lot's happened, and I'm sure you've surprised yourself so many times along the way as well. You've survived a pandemic. You're still surviving a pandemic. You're living, you're breathing. If you have your health, I hope you're grateful for it. And take a moment to be grateful for the clean air that we get to breathe, if we're still surrounded by loved ones, that we have a beating heart. But I think what I'm trying to say is that if you really look back on the year and just the years behind, you've overcome your darkest days so far, and you've overcome things that you didn't think you could do. So if there's something that's been nagging you or something that has really been coming up for you lately that you want to do, whether that's a switch in job or a switch in the people you surround yourself with, or a change in mindset, a change in environment, I encourage you to shift your perspective to think about how you could actually make that happen, because your day-to-day beliefs and what you believe in becomes your reality. Our reality is what lives in our mind, and a lot of the time, the life that we live is just the perspective that we choose to take. And I say this in complete, like, you have so much control. You really do have a lot of control that sometimes we give away. Yes, there are certain circumstances that maybe we can't change, but we can change the narrative that lives in our mind. And that's the narrative that's the most important, because every change that's made in the physical world is first created by a thought. And that thought is what ripple effects into what we end up creating and what we end up making our life of. So I truly believe that one of the worst feelings in life is regret. And regret is something that I don't think anybody likes to feel when it's too late, or something where you want to look back on and think of how many times that you were embarrassed to do something and you didn't want to do it, or a fear of judgment for something else, and how many of those times you don't remember, or how many of those times that wouldn't even matter to you right now. And really think about what it is that might be holding you back right now and reflecting on why you're scared. Is it scared because there's actually something to be scared about? Or are you creating these scenarios that haven't even happened yet? Could there be another scenario that happens that you haven't thought about? Is there someone else that you can turn to ask for advice or support? Or is there another path that you could take that is less scary for you? Or is there anything that you can do right now to bring down that fear? But I encourage you to reflect and think about, why is it that you're really scared? What's holding you back? Is it the fear of judgment of others? Because in that moment, you're putting the opinion and the judgment of someone else above your instinct to live the life that you want. And when you really choose to live for yourself and not others, that's when magic happens. When you honor your soul, when you honor your intuition, when you follow your internal compass, you have this just like pot of wisdom, this compass of wisdom in your gut. And there's a reason why they call it a gut instinct. And I encourage you to follow it, and I encourage you to lean into it, and I encourage you to do the bold thing, because trust me, you have a lot less to lose than all the scenarios that you create in your mind to begin with. And I say this from literally the most loving place in my heart, and if you're listening to this, and I consider you a friend, and I'm sending you love and I'm sending you courage, but don't doubt yourself. First thing that you need to do is believe in yourself. Because once you start believing yourself, and once you start believing and unlayering those limiting beliefs that you have and unlearning, which is oftentimes the hardest part, and it's not easy and it takes constant work. And I'm not here saying that it's easy at all. Like for me, it's literally a day-to-day, I wouldn't say battle, but it's definitely a day-to-day argument I have in my own mind. But don't ignore the mental chatter in your mind, because that mental chatter is what controls our consciousness on day-to-day basis. So acknowledge what comes up in your mind, those thoughts, those feelings, the gut instincts. Meditation is why they say it's such a great tool, because you get to sit down and just take that space for yourself and really tune in and listen into your intuition and your inner thoughts, and letting whatever thoughts rise for you. There's no right or wrong way to have the practice or create the practice. It's really your own journey. But anyways, that was kind of just the spur that came out of my mind at now it's like 11:15 p.m. I just think of all the times that I've been so fearful, and I was always so nervous to, I guess, bringing it back to the quote of being courageous. And sometimes we think it takes a lot more time to be courageous, but it honestly, it's like almost like throwing back a shot and doing the thing that you were too nervous of, whether that's approaching the boy, telling your friend something, letting out a cry, whatever that may be, but doing it just on a day-to-day basis in real life, not the whole shot taking. I mean, you could do that if you wanted to, but something that I do is like, honestly, like I tell myself, okay, you're gonna do this. And I remember I was so scared to even speak in class at the beginning, or like when it's on Zoom and stuff, but almost like taking a moment, taking a deep breath in, being like, okay, you're gonna do this, and you're gonna do it in 3, 2, 1. And then just like jumping for it. And it could be big or small. And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to move across the country to like face what your fear is. It could be something that's right in your space right now. It could be something in your own mind. It could be defending yourself in your own mind, standing up against your negative self-talk, which I know a lot of us struggle with on a daily basis. And that's huge. And consistency compounds. So if you can do that more often, if you can catch yourself in your own mind, defending yourself, lifting yourself the same way you would lift a friend, I promise you, you'll see transformative experiences in your own life. But it really does start with you catching yourself, you believing yourself, and being courageous enough to do so. And all it takes is 20 seconds. And a lot of the time, it's less than 20 seconds. But I believe in you. And you need to believe in yourself and trust that you can do it, and trust that you can overcome fear, and that fear is a choice. And lean into those people that you trust for support as you go along this journey of life, and share your experiences, see where you can lift others, and in turn be lifted. But yeah, I hope that made sense for you all. And if it resonated, I encourage you to share whatever had inspired you in this episode with also a friend, because I think one of the most important things in life is to share what inspires you, and to spread love and to spread kindness, because we can always use some more in our lives, and the people in our lives deserve it from us as well. But I love you a lot, and I will talk to you soon.